AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced that Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
His attorney general Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy Todd Blanche is stepping in as acting attorney general, though sources tell AP the president's considering EPA chief Lee Zeldin as a permanent pick. As a member of Congress, he was also a fierce Trump defender, saying in 2019 during the first impeachment proceedings,
"It's about cherry-picking leaks, withholding key facts, and outright lying."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked the Army's top uniformed officer, General Randy George, along with two other generals, to step down. No reason was given for their departures, which comes as the U.S. wages a war against Iran. Trump says he'll soon sign an order to pay all Department of Homeland Security employees who have gone without paychecks during the record-long partial government shutdown that's reached 48 days.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to be able to tell you that for the first time since 1972, during Apollo 17, human beings have left Earth orbit.
NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines and are now blazing toward the moon. They're on track for a lunar flyaround next week. NASA's Lori Glaze made the announcement at a news conference yesterday. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. A growing number of Americans have unretired in recent years. After ending careers that have spanned decades, they're returning to work.
Barbara Barada retired as a pediatric nurse in 2018. But a few years later, she started working as a dog walker.
And when you retire and you don't have someplace to go, it's very easy to sit home and not do anything. So I decided I'd make a little extra money and I would keep physically active.
74-year-old Stu Goldberg drives an Uber.
Ongoing financial needs is what keeps you going. And I'm always looking for something that could be more of a windfall, but I haven't found it yet.
Carly Roskowski with AARP.
Concept of retirement for most people as like a cliff or a day they're working towards really isn't a reality for most.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.